Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, without further ado, we're going to go back to Tammy, who was talking about anxieties, and sweet little me had to put her on hold. So, Tammy, tell me you're okay, right?
I am. Okay, I was breathing really good, right?
Yeah, you were doing great.
Okay, so I had a really bad experience with anxiety and actually was put in a hospital for a couple of weeks because of it. I think it was due to working 24/7, not eating right, not sleeping right. They didn't diagnose me like being crazy or anything like that. They just said I was under too much stress. And within about 2 months after that, I was diagnosed with ovarian stage 3 cancer and almost died.
Jeez, it sounds like somebody missed the diagnosis the first time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was misdiagnosed with my ovarian cancer 3 times with my gynecologist. But it just was kind of funny that I had been so sick with this anxiety and nervous breakdown, and then within, you know, 2-3 months span, I got diagnosed with cancer. And so my doctor tells me that my cancer feeds off stress and a lot of other things, hormones and pesticides.
Yeah, but not in 3 months. And the likelihood of that cancer not being there when you were having the anxiety, I think your body just knew to respond to something, and everybody missed the diagnosis. It is a problem. Let me just take a moment, because I think what you're talking about is not an uncommon phenomenon. With medicine being as specialized as it is these days, that people tend to look at their own specialty, which is why it's really, really important for women to have a general practitioner as well as an OBGYN. Do not use your OBGYN as your primary physician, even in your childbearing years, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, there does tend to be a male bias in medicine that says that women, I mean, the word hysterical refers to women, right? Hysterectomy, it refers to your womb. So the idea being that if a man goes in with these symptoms, they say, oh, you're probably having a heart attack. If a woman, they say, oh, she's stressed or she's hysterical or whatever. We need to be careful about that. It doesn't mean that it can't be true. It means that my guess, if you're telling me that you were hospitalized for 2 weeks with so much exhaustion and so much stress, and 3 months later you've got stage 3 ovarian cancer, I'm saying, you had ovarian cancer when you went in there, and your body on some level was responding to it, and somebody missed the diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my situation with my anxiety attacks is that I get so stressed with life in general, having a husband, 2 teenage kids, and just and the work that I was in, I lose track of time and space, and I jibber jatter, and so I found during my chemo for a year, taking it every week, that I would have those situations even happen then, and it would lead to ended up being that I was low in magnesium and potassium and some vitamin D's. And so I question on how those main things like that really play a role in a female body to keep us mentally stable. Do you feel like that?
Well, you're talking about a whole bunch of different things. All right, so let's see if we can. Let me tell you the things I know a lot about and things that I'm. First of all, I think that it is really interesting because, as I said, this week I'm co-hosting Doug Steffen's show. And so before I ever start with y'all, I've already been on the air for a couple of hours. And one of the things that they were talking about is not so much stress, but we're talking, because there's a huge controversy, it seems a little tangential, but it's really not, about aspirin. Because there's a new study that came out today that said aspirin is not only good for as being proactive about heart, but also about certain kinds, especially colorectal cancer, which makes some sense because, among other things, aspirin is an anti-inflammatory. So, and my point is that there was a study that came out like 2 weeks ago that said, or maybe 6 weeks ago, that said, and this aspirin every day is not a good idea. So they're saying to me, well, how do you discern what these studies are? And I'm saying moderation in all things. That if you eat a reasonable diet, that you don't, you know, you stay away from the obvious bugaboos. You stay away from refined flour, from sugar, from caffeine, from tobacco, from alcohol. You get a little bit of exercise. You eat as much whole grain stuff. And you know, you eat what you know damn well is healthy. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to be okay. Now, are there other things? Do I think that's a cure for cancer? Of course not. But when in doubt, so... You can do, one of the things that I refer to a lot when people ask me questions about this, which is not my area of expertise particularly, I'm not a biochemist, is I went to a seminar a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, where they had people who win Nobel Prizes looking at vitamins, A, D, E, and K. And they had, it was a 5-day seminar, all these state-of-the-art people, you know, PhDs, they're going to win prizes. And at the end, they got everybody together at the last day, and they had them all on a panel, and I raised my hand. I said, how many of you take vitamin supplements? Guess how many did, Tammy?
Probably none.
Absolutely correct. Not one of them. They said, one less Big Mac, one more glass of orange juice, which I would argue with, one more banana, and you're good. That we, the Americans, have the most expensive urine in the universe. That, and assuming that because it's good for you in small doses, it's good, it's better for you in large doses, it's not accurate in most cases. So, but let's look at you, and let's look at what I know, which is let's look at your stress level. Let's see what we can do to make you less victimized. But because a little stress is okay. No stress, you're going to be bored out of your mind. So you want to have a little bit of a challenge. Stress just means, by definition, overtaxing the system a little bit. So the question is, how much is good? So you learn, so you're stimulated, so it's exciting, so there's a little bit of uncertainty in your life, so it keeps you interested. And how much is going to put you in hospital? So let's look at, if we were going to divide your life into, you've got work, you've got kids, you've got husband, you've got personal issues in addition to any of those, what area do you think is the most difficult for you, the most stressful?
Well, since I got sick, I don't work now.
Okay.
So my
is that a relief or is that stress?
I mean, it's a relief to me, but my 24/7 workaholic body and mind is lost. I have no purpose.
Okay. Okay, so, all right, so good. So let's, so a great example, Tammy, great example, because you're saying work stressed the daylights out of me. No work stresses me almost as much. This isn't what I should be doing. There's no purpose. All right, so let's take what kind of purpose would be fulfilling to you, would be entertaining to you, would be stimulating to you, yet you'll feel that you're in control, that you don't have to do this, you don't have to maybe answer to a boss, you don't have deadlines. What kinds of behavior, what kinds of activities would take up some slack and keep you focused, make you feel like there is a purpose, not let you focus on, gee, pings and dings, and I wonder if my body is now betraying me? What kinds of things would keep you interested, involved, alive, purposed? What kinds of things make some sense to you?
Well, I think my whole second act of giving back and not letting my situation happen to another female.
Okay. So what would that be specifically? How would you sort of begin conceptualizing, not only conceptualizing that, but implementing? What would you do?
Well, I got certified in the Look Better, Feel Better program with the American Cancer Society and the Beauty National Society.
Okay.
To have classes with cancer patients during their treatment to help them feel beautiful.
Okay.
I've signed up to volunteer with the American Cancer Society to do other workshops for women, and just building that prayer and being there supporting.
Have you started doing any of these yet or not?
Yes, I have.
Okay, let me put you on hold. Come back and tell me what the experience has been for you. Is it what you hoped? Is it too much? Is it too little? Oh, let me put you on hold. Come right back to you. Because you're clearly on the right path. I just want to make sure that we don't that we don't mislead you. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL. Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Tammy, who has had some serious medical issues and some serious panic issues in the past, and she's now sort of downscaling her work a bit because of her health issues, but saying, well, you know, I need to to feel like I'm, you know, I matter. And she's found some great places to put some energy. And you have started doing them, and is it working out for you?
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to volunteer at least once or twice a month. But you have your kids and your husband that look at you and say, well, you're not working, and you're not, you know, providing for the family or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, I can't work, and it wouldn't be fair.
Let's go back to that issue. Would you like to work?
I am not sure now, because I worked 24/7 for so many years. My kids are 12 and 16, and I missed so much of their life. And when I got hit with cancer, working's not that important. Your family is. And so I've kind of, you know, the whole cancer journey has changed my whole perspective about it. But I don't, you know,
right,
look, I still have
let me start you, Tammy, let me start you with one thing. All right, this may not be obvious to you, very obvious to me. Looking back is a mistake, okay? Because it'll make you anxious, it'll make you regretful, it'll make you confused, it'll make you sad. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever you did right or wrong, it's already done, all right? That's gone. So the question is, starting at this moment, first of all, 14-year-old, what'd you say, 14 and 16 or 12 and 16?
12 and 16.
Okay. They're going to need you to schlep them, but the kind of day-to-day parenting, first of all, they won't tolerate it. Second of all, they don't need it. And third of all, you'll drive them and you wild. So it's okay to sit down and figure out a schedule. It's okay. Certainly a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old, not to mention a husband, are certainly capable of doing things like laundry, meal preparation, house cleaning. This doesn't have to be the Tammy superwoman follies here. All right. So it's time for you to take a deep breath, not to look back and not to sort of do coulda, woulda, shoulda, because that's going to get you no place except unhappy, but to figure out, what do I want now? Would I like to have some income, or is it irrelevant? I enjoy cooking for my family, but I don't need to do it 7 days a week. Or I like having a clean house, but I'm perfectly willing to either pay somebody or the kids can help. Begin designing your life as you want it to be. Most of us kind of fall into a pattern, and we fall into it for any one of a number of reasons. We fall into it of necessity. We fall into it of habit. We fall into it things happen. The good news, bad news is that you've had the universe said, Tammy, pay attention. And so you have no choice. And so pay attention. What do you want your life to look like? How do you want your relationship with your kids to be? Not going backward. You can't go backward. They'll never be 3 years old again. So given the fact that they're teenagers, they're different people, how does it make sense for you to interact with them? What about your husband? That he may, if you're one of those competent people, it may be that he would defer to you just because, you know, that way he doesn't have to think about it. And that may be fine. That may be not so fine. In terms of your own mental health and physical health, what makes sense to you at this moment? And in terms of how you interact with the world, do you want it to be volunteer? Would you like to get paid for it? And you don't have to. These are not questions to necessarily answer immediately with me at this moment. These are things to sit down with a paper and pencil and begin. You get to be the architect of your own life going forward. And most of us are not. Most of us are rehabbing a structure or moving into somebody else's mistake or, you know, I mean, and I don't want to push my metaphors any farther than I absolutely have to, but you get to be the architect. So sit down and figure out what makes sense for you. Now, understand, you may have some negotiation to do here because you've taught your family, Tammy is the war horse. No matter what you need, if you decide that you need a costume for the Halloween pageant the night before, Mom will do it. If you need people to come over for a dinner party for 12 and you sort of slipped your mind, Tammy will do it. If there's work to be done and the person who was supposed to do it got married or got sick or quit or called in sick or was drunk, Tammy will do it. You don't have to do that. I mean, the universe is saying, Tammy, cut it out. This is not, it's not going to make you loved. It's not going to make you appreciated. It's going to make you sick. So let's figure out what you want to do. And if I were you, I would get some paper and pencil, and I would write different columns. And I wouldn't even say kids. I would have each of your kids have a separate column. your husband have a separate column. And you may want to think about husband in terms of social life, sex life, finances, home care, cars, transportation, doctor's appointments. So begin thinking about what makes sense to you. Do not begin figuring out what makes sense to them. That's their job. They'll do their own negotiation with you. Figure out what makes sense for you.
So do you feel like people that have anxiety attacks and unbalanced lives and all that kind of stuff need to be on medicine to keep their lives stable?
Not necessarily. It depends. Look, I think there's no such thing. Anybody alive today is prone to anxiety attacks because it's genetic. And there's some people who have more or less. But we all have the hyperventilation response because our ancestors didn't got eaten, you know, or killed. So everybody alive today tends to. Anxiety is the number one mental health issue in the world. All right. And our society does a pretty good job of it in and of itself. So do I think you need to be on medication? Not necessarily. Do I think medication can be helpful? Depends on the circumstances. But the point being that anxiety in and of itself is like anger. Anger's neither good nor bad. It's gotten a bad name. Anger is a very helpful emotion. It comes with its own energy supply, and it can tell you a lot. So does anxiety. So figure out not, you know, if I said to you, I could give you a pill and you'd never feel anxious again, if you're wise, you're not going to take it. Because anxiety is just kind of mental health pain. If I said to you, if you stub your toe, it's never going to hurt. You don't want to do that. And in fact, there is actually a condition where people don't feel pain at all, and they end up in terrible shape because pain is our body's response to saying, not a good idea. Anxiety is our brain's way of saying, not a good idea. So anxiety is a very useful, uncomfortable, hard to ignore emotion for good reason. It's like a baby's cry. So don't treat anxiety as the enemy. Treat it as the barometer. When is enough? When is a little anxiety okay? When does it tell you that something's going on? When is it overwhelming? And so, but the more you feel that you're in control of your life, the less anxious you'll feel. Anxiety is the sense of panic, of feeling trapped, of feeling we have no choices. So begin looking at your life in terms of choices, of options, of deciding to do things that make you feel good and happy, and then worry about, all right, how does this work? Now, if you're asking me, do I think you need medication to negotiate with your 16-year-old that they're going to have to clean up their own room, you're going to feel anxious. They're not going to be happy about this. Is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. Saying to your husband, honey, look, I'm willing to cook four nights a week, three nights a week. You and the kids are responsible. If you have some questions, stay on for me. All right, stay on for me for a second, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well done, Manny. Okay, got a couple of pretty interesting DVDs out today. First of all, and the one that will, I'm sure, get the most downloads and sales is Furious 7. Deckard Shaw seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto and his family for his comatose brother. This was Paul Walker's last film and is dedicated to him. It's got Vin Diesel, Paul Walker on it, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham. It actually is a pretty good movie. I have seen, I think, all of them. I thought the first one... Well, the first one was kind of stupid fun. I thought the second one was just stupid. But this one is probably the best of the group. Maybe other than the possibility of the first one. But the first one was new. You know, you hadn't seen it before. So that was there's always something. The novelty is always something that's vaguely seductive. So, but Furious 7 is worth some time. I don't know what the rating is on it. Is it R? It's 137 minutes, long movie.
I think it's PG-13, if I remember.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say here. But it's a long movie, and maybe a little longer than it should be. Some fantastic stunts. Make sure that you convince your kids not to do this at home. Cinderella, the opposite end of the spectrum. We know the story. When her father unexpectedly passes away, young Ella finds herself at the mercy of her cruel stepmother and her daughters. Never one to give up hope, Ella's fortunes begin to change after meeting a dashing stranger. Lily James is very pretty. A little bit bland in this one, but very pretty. This is kind of a feminist tale in some ways. Cate Blanchett is the wicked stepmother and is actually fairly good in it. Richard Madden is appropriately cute. Helena Bonham Carter plays the bibbidi-bobbidi-boo weird. I mean, Helena could not do a straight role to save her life, I don't think. Love and Mercy is actually a fairly interesting movie. It's not perfect, and it's a little bizarre, to be quite honest. Beach Boys leader Brian Wilson struggles with emerging psychosis as he attempts to craft his avant-garde pop masterpiece. This is in the 60s. In the 80s, he's a broken, confused man under the 24-hour watch of shady therapist Dr. Eugene Landy, who is paid by Paul Giamatti, who was, I think, in his contract, he has to be in every movie ever made. This is John Cusack and Paul Dano and Elizabeth Banks. It's actually a pretty interesting movie, and it'll give you a completely different view of the Beach Boys than at least I had. I mean, I grew up with the Beach Boys thinking there was kind of bubblegum. I actually interviewed Mike Love at one point. And they were incredibly popular, but they were viewed as really lightweight. And this movie, if nothing else, makes you shows you really the musical genius that especially Brian Wilson was. Not very balanced. And in some ways, this is going to reflect sort of the Pawn Sacrifice, which is the Bobby Fischer, Boris Spassky story. This one, the music is more fun, and the music is wonderful in this one, so you'll have a good time. It's certainly worth downloading. In terms of TV, The Big Bang Theory, which is enormously popular, is available on DVD. This is season 8 is available. A woman moves into an apartment across the hall from two brilliant but socially awkward physicists, shows them how little they know about life outside the laboratory. And Jim Parsons is on Broadway, knocking them dead as God. Yeah, truly, I didn't make this up. CSI Crime Scene Investigation. This is the final season with Lawrence Fishburne, Marge Helgenberger, and Eric Smazda. Carol Burnett Show, the 1967 series, is available now on DVD. See if there's anything else. All right, so the I think the number one download this month, or this will probably be Furious 7, and it's worth seeing. So some interesting movies coming out. The closer we get to Christmas, the more you'll have some really interesting DVDs coming out, because they're great stocking stuffers. Speaking of something that has absolutely nothing to do with stocking stuffers, because actually they're not bad stocking stuffers, they're just expensive stocking stuffers, is Broadway Theater. Spring Awakening is already started in previews. The opening is the end of the month. This is a revival of the Tony-winning coming-of-age musical, which I sort of didn't love, but it had a couple of songs in it, one of which I cannot mention to you on the air because it has your favorite word in it. This is also being done. It was in 2006, so that's already 9 years ago. It's simultaneously in American Sign Language and spoken English by a cast of 27, so that should be pretty interesting. Marley Matlin is the only name that I knew in it. Old Times, Clive Owen, Eve Best, Kelly Riley, which should be pretty cool. I mean, Clive Owen in person. This is a Harold Pinter show. Dealey is looking forward to meeting Anna, his wife Kate's best friend from long ago. As the night goes on, Anna's visit quickly shifts from an ordinary sharing of memories to a quiet battle for power, something we never talk about around here. Fool for Love is Sam Shepard. The main draw on this is going to be the cast, Sam Rockwell and Nina Arianda. Sam Shepard is not one of my favorite playwrights, and this is not one of my favorite plays. A seedy motel on the edge of the Mojave Desert. Two former lovers unpack the deep secrets and dark desires of their tangled relationship, passionately tearing each other apart, beaten down by ill-fated love and a ruthless struggle for identity. Can they ultimately live with or without each other? I mean, the as I said, I've seen this play like five times. Not my fave, but interesting cast. The Gin Game, which everybody's looking forward to because it's got James Earl Jones and Cicely Tyson in it. It previews starting next week, opens in October. An elderly couple at a nursing home play an increasingly tense series of gin rummy games as they expose truth about their failures, disappointments, and insecurity. So that should be really, I mean, with that kind of cast. Helen, we've got Dames at Sea. Can you say tap dancing? Ruby steps off a bus from Utah and into her first Broadway show, but hours before the opening curtain is to rise, the cast learns their theater is being demolished, so Ruby and the cast, with the help of some adoring sailors, set a plan in motion to perform the show on a naval battleship. This was written, I don't know, in the 40s, I think. I don't know. We'll see. Matthew Broderick is coming back in Sylvia, which is an A.R. Gurney play. A man adopts a sweet little puppy, Sylvia, only to find she soon drives a wedge between him and his wife. How can he balance the two females in his life? All right, guess who played Sylvia in the 1995 version of this? Would you like to guess?
I wouldn't even have the first.
Well, I mean, the fact that, yeah, it's Sarah Jessica Parker, who is
really?
Matthew Broderick's wife. Yeah,
right,
I thought you'd like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she was really fun in it. Julie White is in this, whom, as far as I'm concerned, can do no evil. She's fantastic. Therese Raquin is Keira Knightley, who is in Everest, which I can review for you tomorrow, is in this, with Judith Light as well. David Patrick Kelly, this tale of love, lust, betrayal, and guilt. Teresa has made peace with her loveless marriage to a weak man when her world is turned upside down by Laurent, walking through the door, unable to ignore their passion, the pair sets off on a violent path that may have far worse consequences for the perpetrators than for the victims. It should be kind of fun. She's Keira Knightley. She didn't have much to do in Everest, but she has her own appeal. King Charles III, which I think should be really fun. This imagines a future where Britain's Prince Charles takes over the monarchy from his mom, Queen Elizabeth II. Not going to happen. It did very well. It won the Olivier Award for Best New Play in Britain, which of course it would. This has got a cast of people that that I don't recognize, but I'm sure it'll be really fun. On your feet, so we've got this theater season isn't quite as star-studded as last year, and hopefully not quite as busy. There, I think 46 plays or something that opened between like February and April. So hopefully, and I think it was 64, as a matter of fact. But so this year should be a little quieter, which should be because so many plays stayed, so there's not theater space for them. We've got On Your Feet, which is written by Gloria Estefan. The story of two people who, through an unwavering dedication to one another and their pursuit of the American dream, showcase their talent, their music, and their heritage to the world in a remarkable rise to global superstardom. Gloria and Emilio Estefan are partnering with a Nederlander organization. They did a tryout in Chicago. It's going to be in Broadway next month. Allegiance, George Takei. How cool is that? Leah Salonga, an epic story of love, war, and heroism set during the Japanese-American internment of World War II, following the story of the Kimura family in the weeks and years following Pearl Harbor as they are relocated from their farm in Salinas, California, the Heart Mountain internment camp in the rural plains of Wyoming. Not a proud moment in American history, but should be interesting. Two from the Bridge with Arthur Miller is coming back in November. China Doll, David Mamet's play with Al Pacino. So lots of stuff to look forward to. Get a theater ticket ahead of time. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Kevin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Yes. So I have a real issue with my employer.
Okay.
Regarding a contractual agreement. And,
okay.
So before I first agreed to taking the contract job, I asked them if there be any health medical insurance provided for contractor agreement.
Okay.
They said no, but so after I took the project, agreed to come on board, and I shared my custodial with my daughter, with my ex. So when child support agency sent a paperwork to the company, they decided without my consent to enroll me on on a nationwide plan that doesn't even cover their local employees, because I work in North Carolina.
Okay.
Their headquarters in Maryland, and they roll me with the most expensive insurance plan, me and my daughter, even though the transport agency says you only can, enroll only for your daughter only. So.
Does your daughter have coverage someplace else? Does your daughter have coverage with your ex-wife?
No, she, before I took the job, she was on Medicaid. And then since they did the 3-year review, they found out that I did work, and I don't have a problem with that. Okay. I contact both my caseworker and the HR employer, which is the third-party agency I work for.
Right.
IT agency, and they said, hey, I found me a local insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
And I can get her for a very good price locally, and if I have any issues or concerns in the future, I can just go and talk to them,
Right.
They have no idea, and they were charging like $700 every pay period for me and my daughter.
It's $700. So, how often is it?
It's really like every pay period, 2 times a month. So I don't know if it's bi-weekly or I don't know which one.
Right.
But.
Kevin, I think what you probably need to do is, I don't think anybody did anything wrong here. It just sounds to me that I think what you need to do is find out exactly, first of all, does your employer contribute to any of the costs of the medical insurance, healthcare insurance?
No. In fact, what's so kind of intriguing and actually a bit is that, so after I sent an email out to them that I'll be seeking an attorney to try to get this resolved, since you guys don't want to communicate and work with me and my caseworker, saying that I could, all I need was from them was in writing, email sent to the child support agency caseworker that, he can get a cheaper local insurance where he lives at versus came through us, but they didn't want to do that, I guess. I guess they're afraid of the child support paperwork that came from court. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's
well,
going on.
Well, have you asked them what the have you gone to human resources and just said, hey, look, this is very expensive. I can get the same coverage for a lot less money. And what have they said?
They said, I understand, but we have to obey what the court order said from the court. That's what they
right,
said.
So what does the court order say?
Says that if they have insurance through the company, then then you must enroll only for the daughter only, not me and my daughter. But the company does not have insurance for outside employees, and two, they don't have insurance just for the daughter only. So you have to get
Kevin, it sounds to me that it's not that the problem is not your company. The problem is the court order. So I think you're wise to have, because what they feel is that they're just following what the court has said, and they don't want to run afoul of the court. So what your lawyer needs to do is probably not go after HR, but go after the court with the documentation, and make sure you have the documentation of what the plan is that you can, and that you've enrolled, that you're going to enroll her in that. And I think you're probably okay. If you hate your job, you could probably quit your job. But if you like the job, I don't think that HR is the problem here. It sounds to me that they're feeling that they just got caught in a bureaucratic meat grinder here, that they have to do something through the company. And if you're going to get a lawyer, and you may not even need a lawyer, you may just be able to go to the state insurance commission and say, look, the court order says I have to have insurance. I have insurance. As long as I provide the letter from the insurance company says that I have it, I want to have this insurance, not this insurance. So I think it's not. I don't think it's your company. I think it's the court order. And as long as you can document, call up the commission, the insurance commission in your state, because that's where the problem is. The court is saying he has to have he has to have some insurance and has to be through his employer so we know it's being paid for. But if you can document the fact that it's, here's the way to do it, Kevin. Have your lawyer say that the Blue Cross Blue Shield, if that's who you're going with, that you will have a payroll deduction out of your salary before you do your salary that pays your insurance. And that should satisfy everybody. What the court is saying is, I'm sure you're a good guy, but there are a lot of deadbeat dads. And health insurance is really important. So what they're saying is, we just want to make sure that the kid is covered. And the easiest way to make sure the kid is covered is that it comes right out of your paycheck with your employer. What you're saying is, I can get the same policy coverage, and as long as the court is satisfied that, number one, it's coming out of your paycheck, and number two, that you're good for it, that your kid's covered, my guess is they won't have a complaint with it. But that's the way to go. It's not the company that's the problem. It's the court order. So call up the insurance commissioner and see if you can't negotiate it through that. But and the clue is going to be just telling them that you want it taken out of your payroll deduction.
So here's another one. So when they send me an email, after I send them an email that I'm seeking attorney for, legal services, so they send me an email and say, oh, by the way, we will reduce your salary wage due to court benefits. I mean, what is that? Is that legal?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you probably do need a lawyer. But I think, look, what you want is a resolution here. You've got a new job with a new employer, and you don't want to be viewed as a troublemaker. What you're saying is, I can do that. I understand the court wants me to be responsible for my kid's health care. I can do that. Here's how I can do it. All I need is a binder that says, here's what the insurance is. You can take it. It'll be a payroll deduction, so the company doesn't have to be responsible for it anymore, and the whole problem goes away. All right, the payroll deduction is probably going to be the clue. There are just a lot of people who apparently do not take their financial responsibility seriously. Obviously, you do. So just call up the insurance commissioner, get the binder, have it payroll deduction. You should be okay. All right? No, call me back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I know it has nothing to do with psychology. It has to do with negotiations. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.